Happy New Year once again. You are listening to Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. This program is live. And we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. I say Happy New Year because it's still kind of new to us, even though we brought a lot of stuff with us from 2020. But it's still fairly new. Are you getting used to the new year? How are things going for you? I hope everything is going well. Also, if you would like to call in and ask any questions while we are live on the air, please call 740-383-9944 for questions or comments. And you can also download an app on your phone, just like you download the Kroger app. You can download this app called TuneIn. And when you download it, search WWGH. We have a wealth of information, and we have a number of radio talk shows that you probably would find to your liking. And I want to say welcome and thank you for tuning in today. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. 740-382-8552 is the phone number there. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, address 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Last but not least, we have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The location is LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. And as many of you know, I like to start my show off with a thought for today. And this thought is titled, Best Help We Can Be. I know you're wondering, now, what is the best help that I can be? And I'm going to share that with you in just a couple seconds here. Of course, the phone likes to play games with me. Okay. Best help we not be, but we can give. All right. To help others discover their talents, and the best help is the best help we can give. Sometimes people are unaware of their talents or afraid to use them. But if we do not use the gifts we have been given, we can never be truly happy. Throughout our lives, people help us grow. As we grow older, we can help others too. Making others aware of the things they do well subtly encourages them to use their talents is the best way to help them progress. What do you think about that, Jeff?
That's interesting. It's very interesting.
It sure is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jeff Porter is my guest today, author of Expressions of the Last Days. Are we in the last days, Jeff?
Oh, my gosh. What do you think?
Oh.
Wow. Staring us right in the face,
oh
isn't
my.
It?
Oh, my. It's scary.
You know, I was downstairs waiting to go in the heart clinic, and there were guys down there talking about war.
Really?
Yeah. He said, I might have to borrow some of your guns. He said, well, I got plenty.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
Now, Ohio's pretty conservative, you know.
Yeah, it
so
is.
I don't think this new administration's going to last if they don't straighten up a little bit. But I think the hostilities are getting pretty heavy.
You know what? I know when we had our last show, you were here, and things was a little touchy-touchy, but
yeah.
That's okay. You know why? Because God is still on the throne. And
well,
you know what's second?
People really would rather have a little bit of conflict than just the same old droning on and on in agreement.
Well.
You know, and that's America.
Right,
America
that's
is built
true.
On
that's
debate.
True. That's true. We have the right to have our own opinions.
That's right.
And speak our own voice.
But I think a little disagreement kind of spices it up a
it
little
does.
Bit, you know.
It does. It really does. It does. It makes it more interesting.
So why don't you just get off my case then?
I'm on your case.
No.
What I wanted to say was, no one of us is perfect. The blue side ain't perfect. They're not perfect. God says what? All have sinned and come short to the glory of God.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, I like 1 John 1:10. If we say we have no sin, we make God out to be a liar, and the truth is not in us.
There you go.
Wow.
Now, that's what he shared with me. There is no blue side, no red side, no black, no white. We all have sinned.
Yeah.
And come short of the glory of God. And he is supreme. Is that right?
Well, they're arguing over the Constitution, though. And, you know, we had to fight the Redcoats for that.
Well, so, I mean, it's already
this
right.
World is just full of war. Jesus said, when you see it coming, watch for wars and rumors of wars.
Right.
You know. And by gosh, we've got a big rumor going on right now, don't we?
Oh, yeah. And it didn't just start. It may be heating up a little more, but, you know.
Yeah. Democrats and the Republicans have been fighting for the last at least 20 years.
It's been a while.
I'd say.
Yeah.
But now that it's kind of went over to the Democrats for a while, the control, the Republicans are getting kind of hot about it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Now they can demonize them and point the finger at them for every mistake they make. You know, it's just changing shoes, right?
And I have never heard of anything so ridiculous as trying to impeach a president that's not even in office. That is the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Well.
But, you know, he could now. He's a fighter, and he goes in there and fights with them. But if I was him, I would just stay home, because what they're doing is unconstitutional. And I doubt very seriously if they're going to send anybody in to get him if he stayed home. So
he got lawyers to support him, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing... Only thing
he's
about
so rich, they really can't do anything to him.
I didn't think they would be able to do anything to him either because of who he is.
Yeah.
But that wasn't right. I mean, that wasn't right.
What?
The insurrection and all that and him pumping them up. That wasn't right.
I don't think he did. I listened to the speech. It didn't sound like him trying to start a big fight.
Oh, you missed that?
No, I didn't miss it. There you go again. No.
It was plain to me. I mean, wow.
But I say if they're going to be trucking towards socialism or communism, something like that, and change our Constitution, then we need to fight. Because we care about our country, our beloved country.
Now, I really don't see communism, but I did see communism trying to come. Now, I don't know what this administration is going to do or how they're going to do
it. Well, everybody's kind of scared of what they're going to do.
I think that go both ways, whoever's in office, because everybody's not on one side. I mean, because when Hillary Clinton was not elected, then the other side mm-hmm. was frantic and all.
Yeah, mad
you
know, and worried.
Yeah, they were frantic. We're afraid of this and that. So now...
Yeah, that's
another
true.
Foot.
That
so,
is very true.
I mean, there's, like God told me, you know, all have sinned.
Yeah.
I'm the one on the throne, you know, and none of us can get through him.
But oh, I hate to see it. I mean, the United States starting to look like a third world country, you know.
Because they're so privileged over
civil
here.
Civil war and
they don't
unrest.
Wanna do, like, they don't want to do little things, you know.
Yeah.
Our rights and this and that. So, yeah.
We're so used to being free and not being bothered by the government and all that stuff. And when something like this comes along, it stirs up something, stirs up the past, you know. And it stirs up something we're not used to. I remember I was in a motorcycle shop. I think it was last summer. I was just looking at motorcycles. And this one of the clerks got a call. And he said, yes, sir, you're going to have to wear a mask if you come in here. He said, well, it's not my policy. It's the company policy. Mm-hmm. Well, da-da-da-da-da. Then I got into a big argument, you
right,
know.
Right.
Because the guy didn't want to wear a mask.
Right.
He said, well, we've got masks when you first come in the door.
Just pick one up.
That's all you got to do is put one of those on. You don't have to worry about it, you know. That's what I do.
Right.
I wear a mask because I don't want to argue.
There you go.
You know?
And we don't.
I have my various opinions about it.
Right,
you know?
But we don't want to be lower than the third-rate countries, third-world countries. You know, America's supposed to be the greatest nation of the world and the richest. So why would we want to fall below everybody else? We have the most cases right here because we're so hard-headed.
You remember what Jesus said to Tyre and Sidon?
What?
Said, "I'm going to bring you down," because they were port cities and they were very wealthy, but they were also full of sin.
Yeah.
And he destroyed both of those cities eventually. Alexander the Great did.
Yes.
But Jesus said they were coming down.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so just because you're a port city and you're protected from enemies and stuff like that and you got lots of money, if God comes along and says, the end, that's the end, bud.
That's it. There you go. That's it.
They think they can argue with God. I remember when I first brought my books to and I talked about this before, Expressions of the Last Days, mm-hmm. and I said that I think America's in serious trouble with God. And it doesn't, God created the universe.
Yes, he did.
And all the stars and galaxies and solar systems. He didn't even have to snap his fingers and this country could go under.
Right.
You know?
I think it's already set in motion. I think God has already proclaimed everything he's going to proclaim.
Yeah.
And you know, things happen automatically. I mean, he doesn't have to really do anything.
It really gets me when some of these senators get up and talk about science, science, science. But it won't save you. If God comes along and says, all right, let your science and stop this volcano over here, you know.
Or stop this hurricane, or this flood, or the mudslides, forest fires.
Yeah,
I get you. You know, nature.
Yeah,
he controls all.
He
those
is
things.
God. He is nature.
Yes, he is.
You know,
and he and it obeys him.
Yes,
it obeys him way better than we do. Is that true?
That's right. That is right. You know, a lion roars.
Right.
And a bear growls, but human beings, what do? Gripe.
Rebellion.
Yeah.
They rebel.
We got that sin in us.
Yes. Yes. And that's our problem. That is the biggest issue right now. That's the bigger issue is sin.
Yes.
Because when he say all have sinned, he has no respecter of persons.
And he's already said in his word what was going to happen.
Yes, he did.
And you know, people could read something that says this is going to happen next week. And it happens just exactly like that paper says. And they still don't believe it.
Mm-mm. No.
They won't believe it if they don't believe the word of God and the prophets. Neither will they believe if someone is raised from the dead.
That's right. But what did he say? One of the biggest signs of the last days, they will believe a lie.
Yeah.
They will believe a lie. And they will kill for that lie that they're believing. And they will go and be terrorists over a lie.
Yeah.
And we're living in that day, Jeff.
Yes, we are.
We're living in that day where we make up our own facts.
Yeah.
Our own rules.
Make up our own Bible.
Our own truth. Yeah.
People erase the Bible and put what they want in there. You know.
God forbid. I feel sorry for them.
It gets to be so confusing sometimes. You know, you sit there and go, where do you come up with that? You know.
But see, those are the last days, and those are the things that the Lord told us to watch out for. Be not what? Deceived. One of the greatest. They said, well, what should we look for? What's going to happen when you come back, when it's close to your return? Number one, be not deceived. Because many will come
in my name.
Saying that I'm right. That this is Christ. This is what God says. This is how we're supposed to do it. And, you know, this is what we're supposed to look for. But he said, be not deceived. Because he says, I have already told you these things.
Yep.
That's going to happen.
That's exactly right.
And he says, if anybody else come preaching another gospel, let them be accursed.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah, we can't fight with the word.
Well, they wrestle with it.
Yes, and you said, well, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. I said, Lord, let me pray for Jeff because this message is urgent.
Yes, it is.
It is urgent.
Yes, it is.
We can't sleep on it. If we go home, you can't rest because the Spirit is just stirring up these things within us that he wants out. He wants people to hear. He's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message. That's the word. We can keep on acting like we can have things our way and like Burger King, you know.
Have it your way.
Yeah, have it your way. I can do what I want to do. I can tear up the government. I can shoot down everybody. But there's a judgment coming on this land.
Yes.
What do you think coronavirus is? Is this a plague?
I think coronavirus is a strong warning.
Which could be a plague.
Yeah. Because if you'll notice, the mass shooting stopped.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
And so the coronavirus took over as a warning.
And we're still not afraid, are we?
No. Better be afraid.
I know, that's right. I don't care how big your pants is or how big your feet.
Your tent is surrounded by wolves. What are you going to do?
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And people, they mock you and laugh at you when you tell them, well, that's happening because of the last days.
Right.
And they go, oh, get out of here with that end of the world stuff. I had a relative that said, you know, I've heard that since I was a kid. And I said, yeah, you might have heard about it since you were a kid, but it has arrived now.
Yes.
That time has passed and it has arrived now and it's time to repent. Let's keep a short notice with God. In other words, keep ourselves repentant.
Yeah, amen.
Say, you know, okay, Lord, I didn't mean to yell at that guy.
Right.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to lie about that.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Keep things right with God as best you can.
Amen.
You know.
I agree with that.
So you don't have to, you know, face the ghouls and the goblins and stuff that can come into your life, you know.
Terrible. Terrible. And you're so right about that, Jeff. I find myself doing that constantly, even more, and I think it's the spirit just trying to keep us clean inside, you know, because we know not. He said, the day you think not, the Son of Man cometh.
That's right.
That's how fast, like a blink of an eye, you know. This is not the time to be playing with him. It's not.
And then you shall see the sign of the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and great glory.
Yes.
Gather his elect from one end of the world to the other.
To the other.
Wow.
You won't be able to stop him from doing what he's going to do.
That's right.
Not going to be able to, because he's going to do what he said he's going to do, and no man, woman, ballistic missile can stop him.
That's right. Well, you know, you have all these people that are, their whole life was to get rich and have power and everything, and then they die.
Yeah.
What did you accomplish?
Nothing.
You know?
You're just a man.
Yeah.
Just a mere man.
They just die. They come home one day and say, I got cancer.
Right.
Got leukemia. They can't stop it. You know?
Or the virus. Look, like you said, how many people left here because of the coronavirus?
Yeah.
And you know what? That thing is, it's a mystery, because if you have something wrong in your body and you get that virus, it will go and attack what's wrong with your body and magnify what's wrong in your body.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Never heard that.
That's why when people, they say that people with already have health issues, it targets that issue and blows it up. That thing is terrible.
That is bad.
That is terrible.
That's why I said
it has to be one of the plagues.
Yeah.
It's still here. And like you said, why is it still here and all the other countries are
starting to wipe it out?
Yeah. Like you said, America.
America's rebellious.
Yes. Very rebellious. Very rebellious.
And it used to be
so God-fearing.
So compliant with God. Now it's rebellious against God.
Yes.
I can't believe some of the things that people say and do these days.
I know. Me either. And I just try to stay close to the scripture and try to stay close to the Lord. You have to be careful who you even listen to that's bringing the word of God.
Yeah. I told a friend of mine, he was listening to one of the people that I consider to be more or less a heretic. And after a while, he said, oh, and it's true, some of the heretics have good things to say. If you know the scripture well enough, you can eat the watermelon and spit out the seeds.
Right, right.
But we don't go too far with that, because after a while they can influence you.
Yes, they can.
You know,
keep listening.
And they come along and they appeal to your greed.
Yeah, keep listening. Yeah.
You know, it's a, you know, they take every scripture that has to do with money and stretch it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like more or less the rich young ruler had done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ain't I wonderful? Look at me.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I have all this.
Yes. Now, if God doesn't love me, then, you know, why would he give me all this?
Right.
You know. But that's not the way it works, my friend.
No, it's not.
Righteousness comes from God only.
Only. We can't buy it, can we?
No.
I can't give it to you.
Well, you know, a person like the rich young ruler, you know he inherited that. He's too young to have earned it.
Right.
You know, and Jesus sitting there going, yeah, but you lack one thing.
One thing.
You got to give it all up.
Give it all up.
Come and follow me.
That's right.
And I would have considered that a great privilege because he didn't say that to everybody.
No, he did not. Nope. Nope. Just like the scribes and the Pharisees, they paid their tithe, I mean down to the dime on the dollar. But the other things that were more important,
yes,
they didn't do. They didn't love their neighbors. They didn't give to the poor. You know,
right.
They didn't have compassion and love toward other people. But they thought because they paid that tithe and they, you know, to the letter, to the dime, to the penny, that made them okay with God. And when he was on this earth, he let them know.
That's
I ain't
right.
Even all that concerned about that little dime you giving me.
Yeah.
It's about.
Well, I mean, people get all bent
people.
Out of shape about tithing.
Yeah.
You know, one way or the other. But I had a person say to me, I'm walking out of the sanctuary. I had been arguing about tithing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's wife says, you still don't believe in tithing? And I said, no, I don't. Not forced tithing.
Mm-hmm.
She says, well, we got to pay God back.
We can't
for
pay
all the
God
good.
Back.
I said, how are you going to do that? He died a horrible death for you. How are you going to pay him back for that?
Can't.
You know?
Can't.
Say, well, we give what we can, is what she said. Well, I said, you know, I do that. If
right.
I, especially, though, if I run into somebody that's destitute,
mm-hmm.
that's when I like to give.
Right, right.
You know, that church costs, what, over $1 million in there? Wow. I mean, you know, God, talk about a great blessing.
Probably three.
Wow.
Probably more than one, yeah. And the value of it today could be five. Who knows?
Ooh.
You know?
Gosh, give it to me.
I hear you. I hear you. I surely do. I surely do. Oh. But I don't know. I guess I'm just so fired up about the things. That,
you are kind of fired up tonight.
Yeah, because it's urgent. I can't even express how urgent this message is.
You know,
Jeff?
I felt that urgency years ago.
Yeah.
When I used to preach out on the streets and hand out tracts and stuff. And I would talk about the last days extensively, you know. And some people believe we're in the last days, some don't. You know, but you start pointing out all these facts to them, they say, well, you know, their answer to the last days is they're scared. So their answer is to stick your head in the sand.
Oh, no.
You know, that's what they think you're supposed to do.
Right. This is a time to repent.
Yeah.
Yeah, repent.
You know,
from
keep
your...
God in mind.
Yeah.
And, you know, go in your bedroom and meditate on God.
Yeah, let him know you're sorry for your sins,
yes.
You know, and help you to change your, turn your life around. Because you better do it now, because once he comes, it's too late. It's like the
and
five
And that's
virgins.
What the tribulation's about, is to tell people, it's time to repent right now, before I come back.
And this is sort of like a tribulation we're going through. This, like you said... It's been coming a long time.
Well,
right?
You could say we're in it.
I think so.
You could say we're in it, but I think...
Might be the early part, but I think we're in it.
When the U.S. Collapses, that's when I say the tribulation, let it begin.
And how far away is that?
Not very far, I don't think. Because you just see people sort of... They've settled down now a little bit. But... It wouldn't take much to push them over the
right
edge.
Right back up again.
Yeah. And the past, you know, like JC, pastor, the ITM, he took a week? I think he's taking a week off to maybe 2 weeks because they're driving him crazy because they're so full of fear. They're running to him, you know. And when I first got there, my first priority, I felt like, was to try to get rid of as much prosperity doctrine as possible. Because, you know, the disaster is not very far away when your churches are full of false doctrine. How long is God going to tolerate that?
I don't know, but, you know, you have to be careful what you tell people over that pulpit.
Yeah.
You have to be careful.
Yep.
Because that's God's instrument for you to teach his people and bring them closer to him, not you. You have to be very careful about that.
Almost all the churches are infected with it. With prosperity.
Don't want to wear a mask? Well, prosperity?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of things that's coming over the pulpit that should not be preached.
And much of that prosperity doctrine is also very antichrist. You know, you're a god.
Yeah. That's so would you come? Antichrist. Would you brought a book? Would you bring for us today?
That's for my medication.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I told them I was going to reorganize my medication, so they gave me the. I told them what I was going to get, and they had some in there, and they gave me one.
Okay.
That was nice of them.
Yes, it was. Very nice of them. Yes. So, now, Jeff started coming here, 6 years ago.
Wow, it doesn't seem possible.
I know. Sharing his book with us, Expressions of the Last Days. And he and I both are believe that after the tribulation that the Lord will send his angels and collect his elect people. So we feel like we're going to go through the tribulation. And he has given his opinion. He's written his book. And the reason why I'm so fired up, like he said, he was fired up. This is urgent. This is urgent.
Yes, it is.
That's why I went to the schools and preached the gospel under Child's Evangelism Fellowship, because it was urgent for those preteens to understand that Christ is coming back.
Yes. And he was the humble servant in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But when he comes back this time, he is coming with justice and power.
Yes, a sword in his hand, right?
Yes.
He ain't coming like the little bitty baby.
No. Everybody thinks he's going to stay the same. No, he isn't.
No. No.
You know.
No. No.
He's changing forms. And he comes back to stop the Battle of Armageddon. So that's right. No little baby thing.
Right. And you know something else? Why you said that, he's going to make sure that man does not destroy this earth.
That's right.
If anybody destroy it, he will.
Yeah.
He will. He's not going to allow that.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, he will. Like you said, he's coming to stop that war.
Yeah.
The war of Armageddon. He put this earth here by his words. Right? He set everything in motion by his words.
That's right.
And no one can change his words. He said, heaven and earth may pass away, but my words
shall not pass away
forever. Boy, 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 I tell you, Jeff.
It's exciting, though.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we're seeing the gospel, the words of the gospel, come to light right before our very eyes.
It is.
Happening and forming right before our very eyes. And the world can't see it. The darkness comprehends it not.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. And that makes it even more urgent, because they won't hear.
Well, God said he was going to just send them a strong delusion.
They won't hear.
Uh-uh.
You got people in
They're
the church, they won't
deaf.
Hear. You got believers saying, oh, we've been hearing that Jesus was coming back years ago.
That's what my mom says.
Believers,
right?
The heresy is in the church. Why is all that fear in the church?
Yeah, if they don't believe it, then why are they so scared?
Right. Why is all the fear in the church?
Yeah.
What are you afraid of?
Because they really do believe it. That's why. And they're just afraid to face it.
And I hope so, and I hope it's not putting their trust in a man. I hope that's not it. And not just one church, but there are a lot of churches that people are just dependent on their pastor or who he leads them to. It's not about a man. Man shall die. They come here to die. Unless he is Antichrist, which will be empowered by the devil.
Yeah.
Right? Which will be powered by the devil. And that deadly blow
is
supposed to be killed. And the devil's supposed to enter him. He's supposed to come back.
Yep.
On the scene.
So, he's wounded by the sword and did live.
And did live.
We assume that means he was dead and resurrected.
Right.
But God, Jesus said he was going to destroy the Antichrist with the brightness of his coming in Daniel.
Yes, absolutely.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is amazing. See, we're kind of excited because there's going to be so much to see when Christ comes back.
Yes.
It's going to be like watching those late night movies Flippo used to have. Remember?
Yeah.
Chiller and what was the other one? Rod Serling. What was that?
Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone. All that kind of stuff that we saw growing up as kids, you know. And here it is. It's going to be magnificent. And remember when Moses was at the mountain and the people said, Moses, we want God to talk to us. We don't want to hear what you got to say no more. You know, and God says, have them take a bath.
Ten Commandments.
Yeah, Ten Commandments. Have them take a bath and be at the foot of the mountain. Don't let nobody come across these borders we done made, right? And he started talking to them, didn't he? He was sending thunder and lightning and bolts of fire.
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
They were so scared. Yeah, and they were so scared. They said, Moses, we don't want to talk to God no more. You do it, right? Whatever you tell us, he said, we will do
it. Every time he talks, the ground shakes.
How do you think he's coming back?
What do you mean, how is he coming back?
You don't think he's coming back quiet, do you? You think he's coming with that thunder and that lightning and
stuff?
Yes,
I do.
Woo!
Awesome God, that song, Awesome God. Oh. He's coming back with thunder in his hand.
Oh.
Lightning.
Wow. Aren't you excited, Jeff?
Yeah. I sure am.
It's possible we could be alive when Christ comes back.
Yes.
It's possible.
I think I will be.
It's possible. Wow.
But most people believe in pre-tribulation rapture.
Oh, Linda. They're going to be gone. They're not going to be here.
Yeah. Well, let them go.
They better stop being scared.
I think that's one of the things that's scaring them is the rapture hasn't happened.
You know what? That might be true.
They've been looking forward to that and preaching that for so long that we don't have to be here. We don't have to go through any suffering or persecution. And what I've said to them is, okay, maybe I'm wrong. I haven't believed in pre-tribulation rapture. But if I'm right, you guys are not going to be ready.
There you go.
You know.
And that's sad.
And that's something that you should think about
a little bit.
But man, they get so mad. They go into a rage because they want the rapture to happen. They want to believe it. They've been preaching it for so long, it's brainwashed them. You know. And I say, God expects us to use our head for something besides a hat rack. We're supposed to think something, you know. There's right. No big sign on the front of the church door that says, please, check brains here. Or anything like that.
Just pick them up on your way out.
Yeah.
Right?
You know.
That's not funny, though. Can you imagine how many people are upset and afraid because they're still here?
Because they believed everything the church has preached. Yeah. Most of what the church has preached has been truth. But they missed out on a couple of very important points, you know. And here they are then picking up, you know, it's so easy to preach false doctrine to them because they've been taught not to argue and to not to
and that's what the people
change
want to hear.
Anything,
yeah,
you
that's
know.
What they want to hear. Everything nice and what, ring around the rosies and all that kind of stuff.
Through the tulips. Everything's positive. Everything's wonderful. You know, don't tell me anything negative.
So, wow.
Well, so Jesus wasn't allowed to say anything negative?
He told him he was coming back. He sure did.
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. You look fine on the outside, but on the inside you're ravening wolves.
Yes, yes, yes. Leading his people astray and yeah.
I wouldn't have to answer to that.
Yeah, deceiving them, you know. Yeah, you're going to have to answer for whatever wrong you have done and have not repented of. That's why we feel the urge to be repentant.
Have we got a phone call?
A spam.
That is so disappointing.
I do have 2 Peter 3. Can I read it?
Go ahead.
Dear friends, this is the NIV. This is now my second letter to you. This is Paul writing. Notice Peter. I have written both of them as reminders to stimulate you to wholesome thinking. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through your apostles. So I'm reading the scriptures now. This is 2 Peter chapter 3. Above all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come. Jeff and I just talked about them.
Mm-hmm.
That's saying, well, we heard it. Well, let me keep reading. Scoffing and following their own evil desires because they don't believe Christ is coming back. Right?
Right.
They will say, where is this coming he promised? Ever since our ancestors died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But
I hear that from them all the time.
See, that's
yeah.
Here we are.
Everything's the same.
But they deliberately forget that long ago by God's word, the heavens came into being and the earth was formed out of water and by water, by his word. By these waters also the world of that time was deluged and destroyed. That's talking about Noah's flood, right?
Yep.
By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire. That hasn't happened yet. That's going to be at the end, culmination of all things. Being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. That's why they feel like he's not coming back. It's been so long. It's been thousands of years, right?
A couple thousand.
Right. Okay.
2,000.
But the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient, which is long-suffering, with you, not wanting anyone to perish. He's given us time to repent. That's why it hasn't fully come, Jeff. He's given us time to repent.
And look at the time he's giving.
Yes.
My gosh.
Long-suffering.
I mean, you know, these floods and earthquakes and tidal waves and all sorts of judgments have major stuff has been warnings of his coming. Look how long it's been going on.
That's right. And people have gotten so comfortable. Oh, it ain't happening, you know. And you're in the church and you're saying things like this, God forbid.
Yeah.
Repent.
Yes.
Repent.
And, you know, do you hear people say that in church?
Yes.
Nah, repent. We're not in the last days.
Right. They don't believe it. And it says, but the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is long-suffering with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Turn from your evil ways and quit being so lackadaisical like I got forever. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. The earth and everything done in it will be laid bare.
Mm.
Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the element will melt in the heat. But in keeping with this promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless and blameless and at peace with him. Bear in mind that the Lord's patience means salvation. That means the door is open, you can walk through it, you can repent, and you can be saved. Just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him. He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort. God's word has been distorted, Jeff.
Yes, it is.
As they do to other scriptures, to their own destruction.
Yes, I
agree. Now, that's the word of God. That's the word. That's why you have to be careful what you say over that pulpit and how you lead people, you know. Because God say, bring them to me, lead them to me. I'm the one. He's the one, not me.
There's some of these TV preachers, though, they are leading scores of people to wrong doctrine.
Yeah.
Falling away.
Right.
You know, I was just reading now. I like the guy that writes the Berean Call now. He took over from Dave Hunt. And they both believed in eternal security, which I just can't agree with that. And he said that, well, the people that argue with him say that it gives people too much leeway to sin. You know, it allows people to do whatever they want and still believe they're going to make it to heaven. Because what we're talking about is super grace. You know. And they believe in that these days. They believe in extended grace.
Something's wrong with people. Something's wrong with them.
Yeah.
Because they just think they can do whatever they want and get away with it.
It doesn't. Nothing seems to bother them.
No. Something's wrong
with them.
They'll
get in a car and run over 50 people. That's okay.
Yeah. That's not all right.
You know.
It's not. Not at all.
They'll find out when they stand before the Lord, won't they?
Yes, they will. And that's coming soon. Soon to come. Jeff, I just thank you so much for coming. We have 1 minute. Could you get the salvation prayer?
If you feel convicted about some of the things we've said today, I'm glad to hear that, because there is a cure for conviction, and that is salvation. Amen. So just pray this sincere prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and be born again today before it's too late. Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
Son of God,
come into my heart.
Forgive me of my sins.
I want to be born again.
I want to be part of the kingdom of God.
And I want to serve you with the rest of my life.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for that, Jeff. And mm-hmm. those of you who are listening, hopefully we said something to encourage you, to inspire you, that you can share with someone else, because we're living in the last days and Jesus is soon to return. Believe it or not, do with it what you want. But hopefully we hope you do the right thing. Jeff, thank you for coming. Great show. As usual, great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll stay in touch, of course. We'll stay in touch. And thank you for listening to A Voice of a People on WWGH
107.1
FM radio. Thank you.
Bye-bye. God loves you.
Yes, he does. He really does. He loves you. But he won't take you any kind of way. Believe that.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The talking place for 107-year-old viral video sensation Virginia McLaurin on meeting President and Mrs. Barack Obama.
You said now you'd be able to die happy. Why did that mean so much?
Well, you see, I'm 106. And this is my wish. I always wish that would happen. They wish I would have a part of it. And I could go to heaven and tell my Lord about it.
We can never know this, but what was it like to be told you can't eat at a certain restaurant? What was your experience with that?
Well, you know, when you boned and raised up, in this violence. It didn't, you didn't know any better. You didn't pay any attention. You would pass this swastika on and it say white. Then you miss, oh, you can't go in there because that's white. That's white. Then you go to the other one or go someplace there. Oh, we can go in here because it's black. And then you go in black. And a lot of white people like black people's cooking. And they would go in our restaurant sometime and get what they want to eat or either have you to fix it or either come to their house and cook. They would eat to the dining room and you would eat in the kitchen. You come in the back door and you leave in the back door. And we didn't pay any attention because we just figured that the time that was like it gonna be. I didn't ever think it would ever be a change, but it is.